Climate change is a complex issue studied by hundreds of scientists in Canada and around the world. Although we still have much to learn, there is general scientific agreement that human-made emissions of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases are at the root of the problem. Human activities, particularly the combustion of fossil fuels, are a major source of greenhouse gas emissions. And Canadians' love affair with the car, we own more of them and drive them farther than ever before, is a big part of the problem. In fact, the transportation sector is the single largest source of greenhouse gas emissions in Canada. Personal vehicle use by Canadians is now responsible for half of all transportation emissions and over 68% of on-road transportation emissions. Approximately 17 million vehicles are registered in Canada today. Automakers have developed the technology to reduce harmful vehicle emissions that contribute to air pollution and smog, such as hydrocarbons, carbon monoxide, and nitrous oxide. This technology is called a catalytic converter. However, no technology exists for cleaning up the major greenhouse gas contributor, carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is simply an unavoidable byproduct of burning gasoline or diesel fuel. Every time drivers turn on their vehicle's engine, they generate carbon dioxide. And the more fuel they use, the greater their greenhouse gas emissions. The average car produces about 2.4 kilograms of carbon dioxide for every liter of gasoline used. It generates three times its own weight in carbon dioxide each year. Vehicle emissions also contribute to other environmental problems, such as smog and acid rain. Ground-level ozone, or smog, is one of Canada's most dangerous airborne pollutants. Smog occurs when nitrogen oxide, a byproduct of burning fossil fuels such as gasoline, combines with volatile organic compounds in sunlight and becomes a colorless, odorless gas. Because of the role sunlight plays in its production, ground-level ozone is more prevalent during the sunny months, from about mid-May until mid-September, which is also known as smog season.